With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Democrats have spent the first day of their national convention preparing to pivot from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris at the top of the party's presidential ticket. Bob Agnew reports.
Since gaveling in the event, DNC party leaders have put the focus on improvements they say Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have accomplished over the past 4 years. The focus has also been largely on the growing role of black women in American politics. Tonight's speakers will continue to praise Biden for his leadership while clearing the way for Harris to replace him at the top of the ticket and provide what they see as the party's best chance to prevent Donald Trump from winning a second term in November. Bob Agnew at the DNC in Chicago.
House Republicans released their initial impeachment inquiry report on President Biden.
Nearly year-long inquiry by Republicans stopped short of alleging any criminal wrongdoing by the president. Instead, the almost 300-page report out Monday, the opening day of the Democratic National Convention, covers familiar ground, asserting the Biden family traded on its, quote, brand and business ventures in corrupt ways that rises to the Constitution's high bar for impeachment. With Biden no longer running for re-election, next stops are highly uncertain. House Republicans have not had support from their own ranks to actually impeach the president, and removal by the Senate is even further afield. Many Republicans prefer to focus attention on the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, with some probes getting underway. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has accepted a proposal to bridge differences, holding up a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza, and he called on Hamas to do the same without saying whether the latest draft had addressed concerns cited by the terrorist group. On Wall Street, the Dow by 236 points. This is SRN News. A leading medical group questions transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support beyond virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the unrest that led to a change of government in neighboring Bangladesh and the attacks on Hindus and other minorities there. Religious freedom advocates say the PM's concerns ring hollow given the fact that persecution of Christians is surging in his own country. Many accuse Modi's government of turning a blind eye to the problem. This is SRN News. An ambitious and unusual new health study.
Public health experts from some of the nation's leading research universities aim to test the heart and lung function of roughly 4,600 residents of 10 counties and parishes in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. They want to know why heart and lung diseases are more prevalent in the rural South than in other parts of the country. But some rural southern counties do better than others. The researchers also want to know what makes those places more resilient. John Scott Report.
A Washington, D.C. council member arrested on charges that he accepted over $150,000 in bribes to help companies with city contracts has been ordered released from custody. Trayon White Sr., a Democrat, was arrested Sunday on a federal bribery charge. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.